It was the most virulent, deadly viral outbreak the world had ever seen. When the affliction began to finally relent, two-thirds of the planet's population, 4.2 billion people, were gone. For those left after, the new epidemic was one of moral degradation, survival by any and all means, a pandemic of the inhumane. But small patches of hope sprouted from the fallow ashes of what once was. And for some, our humanity remained the only thing worth fighting for.
All right, Princess, time for you to get some sleep.
But I'm not tired.
You say that every night, kiddo. Come on, into your cot. I'll read you a story.
Dad, I'm 8. I'm too old for stories.
Well, yeah, I suppose you are. All right, then. Under the blankets.
Dad, why do we live here?
Because this is the unit we were assigned.
No, I mean, why do we live here? In this big storage building thing. Why did we leave our house and stuff?
Oh. Well, that's a little harder to explain.
But I want to know. I heard Mr. Cohen tell Kate that one day he was going to build her a great big house. And I remembered our house was really nice. And they could come live with us and Kate could share my room and then we could get a dog and maybe rabbits.
All right. You can be such a chatterbox, just like your mother. She's part of why we came to live here.
What do you mean?
Do you remember when Mommy got sick?
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't the only one. A lot of people got sick back then. A lot of mommies and daddies and brothers and sisters all got real sick. And when all those people got sick, hardly anyone could get up to go to work or school or anything. And when that happened, a lot of bad people started doing bad things.
Couldn't the police stop them? You always said that the police were there to help me if something bad happened.
Well, too many of them got sick as well, and there wasn't enough policemen to help all of us. So that's when we tried to get the army to help.
Like Mr. Fox and Cohen.
Yep, but they didn't have enough people either because a lot of them got sick. Pretty soon it wasn't safe to stay in our own home because of all those bad people. So good people like you and me, we found other good people and we made new homes for ourselves where we could all live together and work together and defend ourselves if bad people came. And hopefully one day, with a lot of hard work, we might be able to make a better world for everyone with no bad people in it. Some place that you can grow up and have kids of your own where it'll be safe and no one will be mean or get sick in.
That sounds really nice, Dad.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Now you need to get to sleep because you just don't know what will happen tomorrow.
Okay, Dad.
I love you.
I love you too, Princess.
All right, that's all I need from each of you. I should have your results by the end of the day. In the meantime... Oh, right on time. Good morning, Kate, Jamie. How are you this morning?
Just peachy.
Really good, Doctor. How are you?
I'm just fine. Well, I'll leave you to those fine young ladies. And once again, welcome.
Thank you, Doctor. Well, first, let me welcome you all to our little slice of paradise. My name is Kate Green, and this is Jamie Nichols, and we'll be showing you around and getting you set up in your own rooms and getting you assigned to a work detail.
Hi, I'm Dave. This is Kim, and that's Michelle.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking us in. This place is... it's a godsend for us.
Don't worry about it. Helping people is kind of what we do here.
Kind of like Habitat for Humanity, or the Humane Society?
Wasn't that for animals?
What's your point? Sorry about her. Jamie is a bit of an acquired taste.
I know I should be offended, but she's not wrong.
Why don't you follow us? It's getting close to lunch, and I bet you're all hungry.
Ravenous.
Can I ask why you chose a U-Store as your, what would you call it, headquarters?
Well, for starters, the location. So close to shopping and right on the Max line. And the view, you could just die. And once we found out how low the rent was...
I'm impressed. You almost got through that with a straight face.
I know, right?
Actually, this was one of the most secure places around. The two guys who settled us here liked that the ground floor had no windows and heavy doors. You can see a lot from the roof, so it's really hard for someone to sneak up on us. And there's loads of room for people. It isn't much, really, but we've made it home.
You've done an impressive job. That infirmary is amazing.
Well, I think the doctor would prefer something more professional, but it works for us. It was one of the first things that was built, and they just finished it before I was brought in.
How long have you been here?
Almost 11 months, I think. Sometimes it's hard to keep track of time, you know?
So, what else do you have going on here?
We're building grow operations on the roof.
Was she being sarcastic?
No, she was being serious. It won't be long before everything's been picked clean, and we'd all like to continue eating regularly. We've also discussed some sort of chicken coop for meat and eggs. Ideally, we'd like to be self-sufficient eventually. We also have a fully functioning kitchen. We're planning on building a shower room.
Wait, showers? How are you getting running water for that?
Fox used some sort of black magic ritual, sacrificed a dozen elves to the Almighty, or...
Jamie... We've managed to cut into the water main and get running water. The showers won't be hot, but it's better than no showers at all. Also, don't drink any of the water unless it's been purified.
Here we are, the cafeteria. Trust me, it's the finest dining experience in town. Now, so you don't get lost in the future, the infirmary and the dining area are both on the second floor. Those blue doors down the hall there, those are the bathrooms.
Bathrooms? You have running water and plumbing?
Yes and no. We will have plumbing for showers when they're built, but we don't have toilets.
So, how? I mean, where do you...
The popular term is bucket butt. Learn it, know it, love it. Come on, let's get you guys fed.
This is our staging area. As you can see, it's pretty busy.
Those are some big trucks. Did you get them from the U-Haul place?
Uh-huh. Then we made a few modifications to the interiors. We needed big ones so when we get out, we could go gather as many supplies as possible. We also want to be able to bring in plenty of stuff when we trade with one of the other communities. We've sort of become this hunter-gatherer for some of the outlying farming groups. It's worked out well for everyone, really.
What do you trade for?
Materials mostly. Wood, nails, that sort of thing. Sometimes we get fresh food, too. Last week, we got a whole mess of berries. Oh, it was like heaven.
Jackie, our cook, made these amazing little sponge cakes and real whipped cream. I could have died.
What did you trade to get that?
Winter coats, plus some extra camping equipment. Stuff we didn't need here.
Where are you getting gas for those trucks?
You know, I don't know. Once a week, they get taken out and filled, but I've never asked where they go.
Neither have I. I guess we just take it for granted that there's gas?
Aren't you worried that you'll eventually run out, just like with the food?
Well, now we are. But I'm sure Fox has a plan for that. He seems to have a plan for everything.
That's twice you've mentioned this Fox. Who is he? Your leader?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. He's the one who brought us all together and gave us a purpose.
He's a really nice guy when you get to know him. He's got a hard exterior, but inside he's... Well, he's still really hard and bitter, but I'm sure deep down, like really, really deep down, down, way down inside... There's a tiny little gooshy center.
You'll have to forgive her. She's kind of got a thing for
Hey! I don't go around blabbing your secrets.
Sounds charming.
So what happens when you come back with supplies?
Well, the truck will come in and back up to this dock here. Now, most times everything's just thrown in because we move pretty fast when we're out there. So we sort through this stuff as it comes off the truck. Food goes in one area, medicine in another, clothing, etc. From there, it gets taken where it needs to go.
Sounds like you've got this all down to a science.
Pretty much. Now, over there's the shop area. The girl who runs it is named Casey, and she's pretty easy to spot because she's usually covered in grease. She mostly keeps the trucks in working order. Do any of you have mechanical experience, like engines or machine shop type stuff?
No, I was a digital designer.
I was an administrative assistant.
I worked as a nurse in a retirement community.
Really? Oh, I think the doc would really appreciate having an extra set of hands. I'll talk to him about it later.
Sounds good.
And over there is where we store building materials. That big door over there is the armory. It's locked at all times. Only a handful of people have access to it. Before you're allowed to go out on supply runs, you'll have to pass a weapons safety course. It isn't too difficult to do, so long as you pay attention. And Cohen's a pretty good teacher. And that's it for the docs.
I gotta say, this is really amazing. No one ever guessed that you're so well-stocked and organized from the outside.
That's pretty much the idea.
So, what's next?
Why don't we head back upstairs and I'll show you our communal area.
and maybe introduce you to some of the other folks. Then I'll get you into your assigned units and figure out which work details you'll be the best fit for.
Sounds good.
This is our shared space. Now, during most days, Mrs. Potter runs... Oh, Mrs. Potter, hello! I'd like to introduce you to our newest arrivals.
I'd heard we'd had some new additions. Welcome. Would you be so kind as to introduce yourselves?
I'm Dave.
Kim. I'm Michelle. It's very nice to meet you.
And it's a pleasure meeting you all as well.
Mrs. Potter teaches all the kids while the rest of us work during the day. And she's also really wonderful about giving out advice when you need it.
That's very kind of you to say. What are you all up to?
We were just trying to get our new friends here acquainted with our little haven.
And how are you finding it?
Well, it's so much better than sleeping in the cold, worrying about some ghoul coming in.
Oh, no. We don't use that word around here.
What word?
We use the term the lost. Calling them ghouls takes away their humanity. They're still people, just people.
No, they're not. If you've ever seen one devour someone while they're still...
Well, I'm sorry to say that it won't be much warmer in here, but we do have a few blankets, so it should help. And I'd heard that there might be some changes in our heating problem. Is that correct?
That's the rumor.
It's called spring.
Oh, haha, very funny.
Hey, are any of you good with children? I think Jamie and I would appreciate an extra hand. While we don't have many at this moment, they can still be quite a handful.
Wait. You teach children, too?
Actually, Mrs. Potter is the teacher. I just help her out.
It's really for the best. I think the children already know enough sarcasm and back talk.
Well, Michelle has already spoken for. It seems she has some medical experience.
Yeah, I was a nurse in an in-home care facility.
Wait, I thought you said it was from a retirement community.
Yes, yeah. I was a nurse there before the plague. Before that, I did the in-home care. That's what I meant.
And how long did you do that for?
Almost 10 years.
Very interesting. Well, I think it would be nice to have someone helping our poor doctor out, and he has so much he has to do to keep us all healthy. And what about you, Kim? Was it any chance you'd be willing to lend us a hand here?
Sure, I guess.
Oh, that's wonderful. I will expect you tomorrow morning promptly at 7 a.m.
Okay, sounds great.
Fantastic. That just leaves you, Dave. We'll talk to Warner at dinner and see if he needs some help with inventory. But I think we should get you three into your units. We'll see you at dinner, Mrs. Potter.
I look forward to it, dear. Now, won't you all please excuse me? I have something very urgent I do need to take care of. It was lovely to meet all of you, and I'm sure we'll be able to get to know each other more in the coming weeks.
So, Dave, this will be all yours for now. I'll have you two across the hall in that one. They're on the smaller side, but they serve their purpose.
We don't get our own units?
I'm afraid not. I know I said we have lots of room, but we're also converting the building to make it more livable. Almost no one has their own unit. Dave will get a roommate just as soon as a single male shows up. We have a few families in the bigger units.
And if you hit it off with someone, we can offer our very special private romance units.
Is she being sarcastic again?
Yes.
Am I?
And what about this Fox character? Does he get his own unit?
Nope, he shares with Cohen, though. That could be changing.
What do you mean?
It's not really important right now. Now, someone should be... Oh, here they are. They aren't super comfortable, but cots will be better than sleeping on cold concrete.
Here they are, Kate. Where do you need them?
I need one in here and the other two across the hall, just there. Guys, this is Tyler. He's our sort of resident handyman. He actually worked here before the virus. Tyler, this is Dave, Michelle, and Kim, our new arrivals.
Oh, hey. Hello. It's nice to meet you all.
It's good to meet you too, Tyler.
Yes, and thank you for the cots. And it looks like blankets coming our way.
Dad, you stacked them too high. I can't even see.
I got you, kiddo.
Thank you, Kate. Hello.
You must be Tina.
She's even more beautiful than we heard.
Where did you hear about...
Someone at lunch was talking about the kids, and they mentioned Tina.
Yeah, they said that she was the daughter of someone named Tyler, and that she was very pretty and rather precocious.
People are talking about me? That's weird.
Come on, Princess. Let's get these set up quick. We still got a lot to get done before dinner.
Okay, Dad.
Well, I think you should be able to find your way around now. Michelle, Doc Ryan will be expecting you in the infirmary tomorrow morning at 8. Kim, you'll be meeting with Mrs. Potter at 7.
I can swing by and get you.
And Dave, I'll introduce you to Warner at dinner. I heard he was organizing a jaunt over to the furniture factory next door. I'm not sure what you'll be doing, but they need extra hands. Is there anything you guys need?
No, I think we're all set.
Great. We'll see you all at dinner.
Sure, that sounds great.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you again.
Well, this is appetizing. Ugh, I hate green beans. And what is this supposed to be?
Just eat it. People are watching.
Yes, Mom.
So what do you guys think?
I think we got really lucky.
Yeah, this place is better than what we originally thought. It's perfect for what we need.
Absolutely. But that's not what I was asking about. How long are we going to have to keep this up? Michelle nearly blew it earlier. And Tyler, he knows us. How long before he opens his big mouth and tells them all?
Don't worry about Tyler. He won't say anything. Not if he doesn't want his pretty little girl to remain healthy. So really, everything depends on Michelle.
Me?
You're going to be working with a doctor. As soon as you find out where they store the drugs...
I think you're missing the bigger picture here, Dave.
And what's that?
The armory?
Exactly.
All we have to do is get in there, get a hold of some of their weapons, and we can take it all. Not just the drugs, but all of it.
No more wandering around and sleeping outside worrying about ghouls. You heard her this afternoon. The ground floor is super secure.
But who has the keys to the guns? Do you know? Because I don't remember her mentioning anyone except Fox and Cohen, and I get the suspicion that she's very friendly with one of them.
Well, then we find out which one Kate's got her claws in, and then Michelle and I can work on seducing the other. How hard could that be?
Not to sound full of ourselves, but I don't think we have too much trouble getting male attention.
That's assuming that the guy...
Hey there, guys. You know, you don't have to keep to yourselves like this.
Why don't you grab your plates? Come over and sit with us. You meet some of the...
Sorry. It's just... It's a lot to take in, you know? We've been on our own for so long. It's just really overwhelming right now.
No, I totally get it. We just wanted
Kate,
to...
Kate! Jamie!
Hey, Cohen.
Hey there, babe. Where have you been all day? Come here, I want you to meet...
Kate, I need you to take a step back away from them. Jamie, you too, please.
Matt? What's going on?
You three, stand up and move towards the door so we can have ourselves a friendly little chat.
What seems to be the problem?
You two need to put the guns away right now. There are kids in...
Darling, now isn't the time for that. You three, do like the man said, nice and slow.
I don't think so.
Ah! Jamie, hey, let go of me!
Drop the gun, soldier boy.
Oh my God, he stabbed me! He freaking stabbed me!
I'll stick her, I swear to God!
You do that, and there is nothing on this earth to protect you from me.
We don't have to do this the hard way. Just put the shiv down, and we can talk this through.
Oh, I don't think so. You two boys are gonna stay right there, and me and my friends and this lovely lady are gonna take a nice long walk out of here.
Mrs. Potter, would you be so kind as to escort everyone out of here and take them to the communal room?
I think that's a fine idea, Mr. Wheeler. Everyone, please, in a nice, orderly fashion.
No! No one moves!
You're not going to distract us. It'd be better just to let us go.
Keep back. I swear, I'll stick this in her jugular.
You're really not endearing yourself to me right now, pal.
Jamie, how you holding up, girl?
It's bleeding a lot, and it really hurts. Feels like he used a sword or something.
Just stay calm there, sweetheart. Keep pressure on it. We'll get you taken care of here in a few moments.
Matt?
Don't worry, babe. I'm right here.
And you'd better stay right there if you don't want anything bad to happen.
Just focus on me, Kate. Just keep looking at me, all right?
We're almost to the door. Then it's down the stairs, and we're home free.
I'm not gonna tell you again. Stay back.
You got him?
Yep.
Good. Hey, have you guys met Fox yet?
What? Where?
Hello.
What the?
Now, Kate! You...
Jamie's going to be fine. She was already trying to make jokes when I left.
Oh, I bet she was just eating up all his attention.
Shh! You know how easily Fox gets spooked.
Anyway, Doc wants to watch her for a few days to make sure there's no infection, but he's pretty sure she'll be back on her feet in a few days.
Okay, can someone please explain to me what the heck happened out there? Who are those people and why? Just why?
All right, Wheeler came to me while our guests were getting checked out by the doc. He said something just wasn't sitting right with him about how he came across them. He said it felt odd, like the whole thing had been staged. So I got with Fox, and the three of us went to check it out.
When we got there, the site was clean.
But it could have been picked over.
Yeah, it's possible that someone could have come and taken everything, but this was strangely tidy. If they'd been camping out there for weeks like they had told Wheeler, there would have been signs of it. There wasn't even evidence they'd, you know...
pooped?
Gross. You guys actually looked for where they...
pooped!
Ew!
Enough.
Sorry.
The point is that things weren't sitting right with us. When we got back, Mrs. Potter was waiting for us. She said that something felt inconsistent, and she told us how one of them had told you she did in-home care. And then she said she worked at a retirement facility.
Yeah, but she explained how she had worked one and then the other. It made sense, sort of.
Not to Mrs. Potter.
But how did you guys know for sure that they weren't who they said they were? You weren't even here.
Tyler.
Tyler what?
Now, you remember why we put Tyler on extra work detail, right?
Because he was stealing medicine and trading it to someone from the outside.
Yeah, we never found out who it was or where they were from, but we put extra perimeter patrols to keep an eye out for any retaliation. We figured whoever Tyler was dealing with might get pissed and want to get back at us for cutting off their supply line. And we started to think that maybe they'd gone on their way.
That would be a safe assumption.
Except you know what happens when you assume, right? After we talked with Mrs. Potter, we decided that we should have a discussion with our new arrivals. But before we could even make it to the stairs, Tyler found us. He told us that the guy... what was he calling himself?
Dave.
Well, Dave was Tyler's contact.
That's how he knew about Tina.
Come again?
When Tyler brought their cots, Tina was with him, and they said her name before I even introduced them. They talked about her as if they knew her. When I started to ask them about it, they said someone at lunch had mentioned her. I didn't eat with them and sort of figured maybe they'd eaten with Mrs. Potter.
Don't beat yourself up, Kate. You've got a big heart, and you really had nothing to let you know these weren't good people. If Cohen and Tyler hadn't come to me with their suspicions, I wouldn't have even thought twice about them being here, and that would have been a major mistake. This just means we're going to have to be a bit more cautious when allowing new people in.
I don't think I like where this is going.
I don't either. But it wouldn't take much to destroy everything we've managed to build here, and it would be easier to bring it all down from the inside. As it is, we're not as unified as I had envisioned we would be.
I don't think that's true. I mean, sure, you're never going to get everyone to agree on everything, but...
Oh, babe, I love your optimism. But we've got a few cracks in our foundation that if we don't watch carefully, could bring this whole place down.
Well, I'm just happy everyone's okay for now. That was one hell of a move you pulled off on that idiot.
Well, ever since Matt and I, he's been pretty insistent that I know how to handle myself. And we've worked out a few nonverbal signals.
Bet you have.
Not like that!
Oh, that's why he wanted you to focus on him, duh.
Exactly. I was able to tell her what I wanted her to do without that moron knowing what was about to happen. Though, I think we need to work on it because I was telling you to elbow his gut, not his groin.
It worked, didn't it?
She's right. You can't argue with the results.
So, what are we going to do with the other two? I don't think it would be smart to let them go after all they've seen.
We're going to turn them over to Dietrich.
Oh, Fox, no, not Dietrich.
Kate, we're not equipped here to keep idle prisoners. And Dietrich needs the extra hands on his farm. They'll be fed and sheltered, and maybe they'll find they like it better than living in the city.
Fine. I don't like it, but I guess there isn't really another option.
Don't worry, Dietrich knows better than to get rough with his people. If we even suspect anything, we'd cut him off. And without us, he'd be in one hell of a mess.
If it makes you feel better, I'll talk to him when we drop them off. We have another problem, though. We don't know if these guys were working alone or if they were part of a larger cell. And if they are working with a larger group, we've now cut off their supply and taken three of their people.
Oh, we are just making friends with everything we do, aren't we?
Ooh, I always wanted to be the popular kid. Did we get our own table in the dining hall? Or how about we get matching tattoos? Something cool, like a giant hawk on fire, gripping like big guns or something in its talons.
Okay, how do we make him stop again?
Homestead, Episode 5. Welcome to Homestead. Written, directed, and produced by James Robinson. Music by Me You. Starring Summer Shore as Kate, Rebecca Gurney as Jamie and Tina, Travis Box as Cohen, Danny Hedham as Wheeler, Susie Smith as Mrs. Potter, Jeff Mitchell as Doc Ryan, Chris Kelly as Tyler, Scott Sumner as Dave, CJ Sumner as Kim, Alex Sumner as Michelle, James Robinson as Fox. Homestead is a Not Another Podcast production.